That's so nice, Scott.
I changed the layout. Damn it.
Nice.
I changed the layout because then you can have coasters and you don't, like...
They always sweat everywhere. You're right.
I know, but, like, it's okay. So that you don't just bang the cup where the microphone's sitting.
Is that, like, half the podcast is us banging cups?
I'm sorry. I mean, no, that's why I have the stools on the side, but I'm not going to be already using, like, half the stools.
Right.
This is exciting. This is a whole new thing.
Yeah. It's a new setup.
It's season 4, fuckers. Wow. We're beating Stranger Things.
We're beating Stranger Things?
Yeah,
we're a season ahead.
One whole season ahead. They just released 3. This is 4.
It is.
We're beating them in the numbers, too.
Yeah, beating them in the...
Yeah, Netflix had 40 million over the weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry. How many of those 40 million were live audience members? So...
If there was five, they beat us.
If there was two, they beat us.
No.
I was trying to be nice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There were five.
An illusion.
Edit that part out.
If there were 20, they'd beat us.
Yeah, well, if there were 20...
And then add in sound.
Anyway, I'm sorry I brought a flask.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I didn't feel like...
Water?
Paying for drinks tonight.
That's why I drink water.
Well, So
I'm the sucker, apparently.
You know what? I want to actually bring that up. How come... I've heard from waiters and waitresses and stuff like that. That if you go to a restaurant and you're like, you order water, they're like, oh, these cheap fuckers. And then they don't give you...
It reflects directly on their tip.
Yeah, because it's free. It's because I want to drink water.
So it reflects directly on their tip.
But I'm trying to be healthier by not buying a soda. If I don't want to buy a soda.
But you can understand their upset.
I do.
Okay. Well,
okay.
What's the problem? You've reached empathy. Scott, you made it.
Okay.
Level up.
Let's shut the show down. We've reached a new level.
But if I drink...
Season 4.
A soda at a bar, at a restaurant, I go, 20% of that tip. Oh, of a soda, it's not even 50 cents.
Yeah.
Right. No, but I think they're more concerned... Oh. Not that concerned about your soda. They're more concerned about the beer or liquor you're not getting, because that's for...
So you're getting a soda for 50 cents at a store?
No, I'm saying that's 20%.
It means adding 50 cents to the tip.
Man.
What?
Every cent counts.
Yeah, but I round up usually.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
but
good. That's a dollar then. That's
No. Like 20%, and then like I figure 20%, and they go, it's $3.58. I go, $4 is easy to remember.
Right, but I think they're more concerned that you didn't get like a drink because that's $5 to $7 each. So say if there's two of you, that's $14, which increases their tip by a couple bucks.
But also, any little thing will help, man. Yeah. If you're gonna spend money, the more you spend money, the more you'll spend money.
But I don't
that's
want
just
to.
The math.
You don't have to, but that's why they're giving the look, because they want it.
It's a struggle between service and customers.
They technically want you to order 2 drinks if you're there with someone, so they get a better tip.
In the service industry, they want you to spend as much possible as possible. And in the customer business, you want to spend as little as possible. Let's talk to Ken about it with used cars. I'm sure there's a parallel.
No.
Okay. He's never invited back. That's what I've been told.
What?
Can I start making... You said he's never invited back.
Can I start making toast?
Yeah. Are you going to explain it, or are you just going to make toast?
For the audio.
Oh.
People listen to this in real life.
Well, if they listen, then they realize that you don't like toast.
I don't like toast. It's overrated. Everyone
so we're
going to
make you eat some toast.
Why?
Yeah.
I want to see your reaction to toast.
I almost guarantee, I think we brought this up. Did we bring up avocado toast? We did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to make avocado toast?
Yeah. You got to eat it, boy.
It's not that I'm not
going to see your reaction.
I'll probably just go, ugh.
And I'm going to go, we're going to go,
why?
Because it's so good.
Anyway, I found this toaster on the side of the road.
Oh, Jesus.
Like today?
No, like a month and a half.
Yeah, but it works.
Do you have time to
work?
Yeah. Okay.
I tried it once. Might be a little smoky, I don't know.
There's birds on it.
Yeah, they
started on fire.
Whoever had it, had.
Oh, they put candles in there.
They put candles in there.
They probably burned a candle. Did you just take a nut out of the thing? What is that?
The nut out of the...
You take the top off so when you cut into it, it doesn't go into the avocado.
Why are there so many rules for an avocado?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
setting do you think we should have it on?
Darker?
Yeah, you like 2 or 3? Probably a 2.
Like a 1? Is there a 1?
Do a 2, just so, because he can't pick 1.
It's done. That's fine. That's all I get.
Maybe a toast setting at 2 is probably good for him.
I gotta say, I don't really know how to work this thing.
That's fine.
I think I got it set for 10 minutes. We'll just...
Wait, 10
that's
minutes?
A long time.
We'll just let it sit. We'll just smell for it.
Okay. So. Well, anyways, this is Scudder's podcast. I didn't even introduce the show yet. This is Scudder's podcast. This is a podcast that I record. To my left... Oh, shit. I changed it.
You did.
To my right is John.
Hello.
And to my farther right is Mike.
Hi.
And then
I'm scared of this new scenario.
Why?
It's new and different. I don't like it. I don't like new and different things.
But you brought a toaster on stage. It's very new. That's never happened before.
That's true.
And you're smiling right now.
I don't
now.
Like being this close to John.
Yeah, how do you think I feel every show?
I'm used to it. Well, we're also kind of more spread out now.
Well,
so
we're
like...
also like more looking at each other instead of going like... Because before, you were like right next to me, and I had to like... This is, I feel like we're
I should have said I didn't
more.
Like it.
Should we turn
no,
the tables a little
not
more?
Like it. I just don't.
No, it's good. It's just different.
Is this
because
better?
It, so, most of the podcast is us looking at you, so now it's more of like...
I'm not feeling it yet.
Well...
That's all.
Well, good
that's
news.
That's on me. You wearing sunglasses?
On my head, I didn't take them off.
Was that an accident?
Glasses.
No. Wait, yes. Wait, why?
You can't wear those. We keep seeing our reflection.
Yeah, how do you think I feel?
What do you mean?
All I see is you.
No, that's just rude.
How do you think he feels?
Anyways, but we have a new segment in our show.
It's a good avocado.
He's not even looking at me. He's just looking at avocados.
Oh, it's just right.
That is perfect. They don't care about the show. They care about
the
show.
No, we're listening, but we're very bad.
New part of the show.
Yep.
We got.
Oh, perfect.
We got for the new part of the show.
This is not a visual gig.
It's not a visual. People understand that when an avocado is good, it's good. People get excited.
It looks gross. It looks like clay.
Shut up.
It may see.
I've never been that mean. I'm so sorry. Just to tell you to shut up for
it
no
looks
reason.
Like cream that went hard.
Yeah,
that's
going hard right now.
If you look up avocado in the dictionary, it's that
cream
hard.
Going hard.
Cream going hard.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's also good fats.
Just search cream going hard and see what pops up. I guarantee.
But also good fats.
Yeah.
And then oh man, it's a
protein.
Good, yeah.
True. Avocado will pop up.
All seven of those words.
Yep.
Bikers are, I think they're playfully beating the shit out of each other across, never mind. All right, but Scott, explain the new show.
What the fuck is happening? You
someone
guys are
was
more...
taking their glove and just smashing someone on the head with it. It was funny.
You know what? I think it's the middle seat. What's happening? He's in the middle seat. He's being all distracting, looking out the window.
Sure.
Fucking looking at food. I'm over here trying to settle this show down, make it go back on track. It's the spot. It's like being a middle child.
Do you want to switch up?
No.
What we need to do next show is switch, and if you're the distracting one, then
true.
It proves his theory.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm the only one in the normal spot.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be as upset as I am about this show.
No.
Shouldn't yeah. Be. You're the only one that hasn't changed their spot.
It's true.
Scott, what's different? What?
You said there's a new format.
Yeah, we have a new segment that we have started at the very beginning of the show. And it's
Conrad's
already like,
questions.
No. Conrad's not even here.
Oh.
Maggie, say hi.
Hi.
Maggie's here.
Say with a British accent.
Yeah.
Oi.
Oi.
That's a little better.
That's what,
I'm here.
Feels
I'm here. Anyways, we have a segment called Let's Make a Friend.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was, how's it going? Is it kind of toasting?
Perfect.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a time where we... oh, shit, I got my phone out because I forgot his name. We have a friend visiting us in this episode. His name is... right here, Morten Pendergrass. Give a round of applause.
Morten Pendergrass.
Morten Pendergrass. This is,
oh wait. Boy, I just stopped immediately.
Alright, do you want to sit closer to them?
This is fine. Yeah, this is good.
I'm confused about this whole scenario now.
This is Morten Pendergrass.
Hi, Morten.
Hello, very nice to meet you.
Hello.
He's older. Nice.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is a different kind of show.
Yeah.
This is different.
Yeah.
We don't have this different, but...
What do you normally do?
I have one man to my right who's currently carving an avocado.
we're prepping it.
Prepping it. Prepping it for toast.
I was invited onto this show by you.
Yes.
I'm not really sure that I should be here. That my My background is not really for this.
Morton, the whole reason we want to have you on here is we want to make more friends.
I don't know if we're going to end up friends.
I'm confused by this rebranding of the whole show. I don't understand.
So you invite a random person to our show.
Yes.
Where all we do is we talk shit about each other for 10 minutes, and then you invite a random person up on stage without any context about what they need to do or what's going on. You didn't say what they are. You didn't say hello to them. We said hello to them before you.
He said
hello. Now what happens?
We're going to talk to Morton. We're going to make a friend.
Okay.
He's going to be a friend. What do you do, Morton?
Well, I'm a professional mini golfer.
Ooh, professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. So a lot of people don't know that that's... That's a real thing.
Oh, I'm not going to like Morton.
It's a real thing.
Why don't you like...
So, do you play on the circuit? Is there a circuit?
Yeah, we have a tour.
Where does that go
We have a tour. We're members of the PMGA?
Yep. PMGA.
The Professional Mini Golf Association.
Oh, PGA. It's like the same.
PMGA.
PMGA.
Yeah. PMGA.
So, Morton, do you like it when you call it mini golf or putt-putt?
Oh, we prefer mini golf. Actually, we prefer professional mini golf, which is what we'd like people to say. We have our own balls.
Wait, what do you mean your own balls?
They make
so many good balls.
There's like an official ball for the PMGA that we use. It's silver, and it has our logo on it.
What is your logo?
It's a putter with a circle around it.
So is it a circle with a putter inside, or like it's looped around?
Is a circle a ball, like a golf ball itself?
Oh, you know, it might be. I don't know.
Okay.
Did you put more toast in?
I threw some in.
We have to wait till we all have one.
Because we'll see.
These
will go to us because we'll be more forgiving.
Yeah.
Try to get a little more
coming up next weekend, we have the PMGA Masters Tournament.
Oh, like the final one?
Yeah.
PMGA?
Here's the problem of tonight's Masters. Show.
Yes.
Is this whole avocado thing could have been one show. And we are mashing it with a brand new guest.
I'm so sorry. I was not here last month.
No, it's okay.
I had the toaster ready.
What's your Masters like, Clayton?
We play it every year. It's in South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's at the Willow's Boot.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Morton.
Morton. It's at the Willow's Boot. Which is a very famous mini golf course.
Ooh,
in South Carolina.
I hear they have a difficult dog leg.
Yes. I get it. You're making fun of me. It's fine.
What's a miniature golf version of like a dog leg? Do they have like different? Is that a windmill?
It's a dog leg.
That's where it goes and then it just turns like almost a right.
Yeah, it's like a sharp turn to the left. Yeah, they call it a dog leg left. Or there could be a dog leg right.
For sure, yeah.
Is it glow in the dark or regular?
It's during the day.
Oh, do they have
the glow in the dark?
Yeah, they do glow in the dark.
We do. We have tournaments that glow in the dark, but not the Masters. This is
professional.
Yeah, this is the big time.
Yeah, you don't want to be ridiculous and play a child's
game. And the winner gets $10,000.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, so how is this your full-time job?
Well, if you play as many tournaments as I do, and you win as many tournaments
as I do. What do you got to win, like...
Four
a year?
Every single one.
You win like 8 times. That's a pretty good living.
Sure.
Oh, I suppose.
You do have to drive around a lot to go to all the different
tournaments. I get it. Drive is a golf term.
Okay. You probably shouldn't drive in mini golf, though. It's not a big driving.
Hey, you shouldn't drive in mini golf.
Overshoot the green.
My goal is just to hit the ball in one every time.
Yeah.
Oh, so
that is a solid goal.
That's
what's an average score of a mini golf game? Like how many under? Is it under or is it closer to par? Because they kind of like make it. So you get close every time.
Yeah, you shoot. We actually do, like the professionals, we each do 4 rounds. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Average score, winning score is usually like 78 under.
Jesus Christ. What? Wait,
somewhere
what?
Around there.
That's how so many, much.
78?
78 under.
How many normal hole hitters?
So 18 times.
18 holes, yeah.
Times 7. How many?
36. 72. So that means... You're hitting a lot of holes.
How many is that per hole?
I guess it's only like 5 hole-in-ones over the course of the weekend.
I mean, if you
the weekend. I'm sorry.
No, it's a whole weekend.
Oh, I thought that was just one round.
Oh, yeah, not just, you play.
Geez, that seemed really bad.
You play 4 18-hole rounds.
All right, so what does that add up to then on average per hole?
Like one.
That's what you just said.
That's my goal, to have one.
Nice. I want to know the inner Mort, beyond your career.
Oh, sure.
Your morals, your family life.
Oh,
your,
boy. I was told, when I was invited,
your
I was
dreams,
told,
your aspirations.
I was told I was just going to talk a little bit about my career. But
yeah, you're a married man, Mort?
No. I had a fiance.
Oh,
and,
had?
Had. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Death?
No, she didn't die.
Oh. These toasts are exactly the same as the other ones.
Well, what do you want?
Better toast.
Morton, do you like toast? Do you like toast? Do you like toast, Morton?
I like toast fine, yeah.
Why?
Where do you fall in the toast versus bread debate? That doesn't exist.
This is
in Scott's world.
Yeah, this is a very hot topic at our show.
What is
Scott
the debate?
Does not think that toast is an improvement upon bread.
Oh,
why would you bake a thing a second time?
Yeah. Oh,
if I may paraphrase.
Okay. Okay.
Some things work, like a potato. You twice bake a potato.
Yeah.
Can it get softer?
Refried beans.
Refried beans. They get softer.
Sure.
This gets harder and drier. Why would you bake it again?
Because you put stuff on it, just like twice-baked potato, there are ingredients on it. It wouldn't taste as good without the cheese and the bacon and the... And
I just realized you're scraping right next to the microphone. You're scraping toast right next to the microphone.
Yeah, it's called an audio podcast, so we get the audio.
ASMR.
ASMR. If you guys talk, there's less noise.
No, it's the same amount of noise, it's more. That's more
what happened to your girlfriend or boyfriend, and I don't judge.
What?
Yeah.
He said he was engaged.
I had to make a choice.
No.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And I'm...
I feel for you.
Yes. I had to make a choice between... a lot of people think it was between my love.
What is that?
She was my love.
Oh.
Yeah. Between my love and my career.
Sure.
But that wasn't it.
No.
Oh.
No. Was she not good at golf?
She was not.
It's the travel, probably.
No, she was not. Yeah, the travel was tough.
What did she do?
She's a nurse's assistant.
Oh, the assistant to the assistant? Of the
yes. Yes.
So she worked at
a big hospital.
Yeah, sure.
Where there was the nurse was assistant and also needed an assistant.
Yeah.
I sometimes thought...
Very
a lot of people think my career is made up. I thought hers was made up.
which
we would get into arguments about.
If anyone could get an assistant, they would, right?
Yeah.
Even, I mean, assistants probably. Who's this? This is first. Scott, I've been handed toast. This is nice.
Mort.
Just avocado toast.
All right, here we go. Time of the podcast where we eat.
Now, don't they usually put like seasoning on it or something?
No.
Let's maybe step
up. But here's the thing. Avocado toast is just avocado and toast. That's all it is.
Yeah. The seasoning?
No.
I've seen with pepper and salt, maybe, but.
When I make it, I just do this. Toast and avocado.
This is some whole wheat. No, whole grain toast.
Whole grain toast?
I think it was 12 grain toast.
Yes. Wow. Sure.
Teach grain.
There's too many grains.
Ready?
Is it?
Mmm.
He doesn't appear to like it. I think it's fantastic. It's pretty good.
It's just bland and dry.
Crisp it up as much.
No, the toaster left it a little soft. It almost made it taste a little stale.
I do want to say the toaster is not the best of toasters, but
now I say, is it true you found it on the road?
Now, here's the thing. For a road toaster, it's not too bad. Road toaster, when you took it out, it looked burnt, but it's actually still, pretty soft.
Because it's wheat. It's brown already.
Are you done already?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's bland. It's just bread.
It would be more bland if there was nothing or butter.
All it do is taste burnt. It tastes burnt and bland. Why is it bread? Why do people like this?
So you think toast is burnt?
It is. It's burnt. Look at it.
Did I give him the worst piece by accident?
Eat a part that's not burnt.
It's all burnt. It's a piece of toast. I'll eat this part.
You think all toast is burnt?
When you're inspecting that toast, you look like a 5-year-old. Look at it. It's all burnt.
Avocados are a good flavor. Why do you like avocados? What is this flavor? What is it?
The flavor of avocado?
It's like a banana that doesn't have sugar in it. That's what avocados are. Banana, sugar-free bananas.
Sugar-free bananas. That's what avocado means in Spanish.
Sugarless banana.
Sugarless banana.
I'll try the middle part where there's no crust.
Okay. Okay, he doesn't hate it because he didn't say
anything.
Yeah.
No. So you don't have any grilled cheese?
With me?
No.
Do you want me to bring grilled cheese?
Yeah, that was the question.
That was the question. So you don't have any grilled cheese with you?
At home?
No, ever. Do you have ever grilled cheese?
What about a panini? Like a nice panini.
Panini?
What would I make?
How about a pudgy pie?
Yeah.
That is very toasted bread.
I put like so much cheese in it.
But then you still taste it. You never have your Subway subs toasted?
I do.
We're all reacting.
Because they're in the toaster for 5 seconds and barely melts the cheese.
But that's toasted bread.
It's a super toaster, though, too. Those toasters.
So it sounds to me like his problem isn't with the toast, it's with the toppings.
Yeah.
You top the toast properly.
But the thing is, this is like a quarter inch thick. Maybe a half an inch.
But let me ask you this. If you don't like the avocado and they topped it with melty cheese, which you seem to like, would you then want to eat the toast?
No, because avocado's dumb.
No, avocado. The avocado is now off the toast. And you have a big glob of melted cheese on it.
That's the thing, though. Like,
would you like that?
Not really.
Okay.
Because there's all of none flavor.
All or none flavor?
I don't eat
crackers?
Have we had this discussion?
I don't know. We've never had a cracker discussion.
I don't think so.
Wheat bins are
crackers
toast.
Crackers are basically toast.
Sure, yeah.
I said
Triscuits.
I said that like we're in the South.
Ritz.
Breakfast. Crackers are basically toast.
Crackers.
They're basically toast.
But they have flavor.
This is
about the same.
These this is not flavor. Grains,
how is that not flavor? That's 12 grain toast with avocado.
And avocado. There's at least 13 flavors in there.
Good fat.
Yeah, avocado. Good fat. Good for you.
Just because what? I don't know what you're trying to prove here.
Well, I just want to see you eat some toast.
I ate it, and it's all gone.
No, it's not all gone.
Yes, it is.
Even the people listening can tell that you didn't finish that toast.
My toddler hates crust, and he eats more than you.
Well, where's your kid right now? Is he sleeping?
Barely.
Well, I'm an adult. I can stay up as late as I want.
He does stay up as late as he wants. He's a dick.
I don't see who is the advantage here.
Yeah.
Also, your kid can crap in his pants still.
So can
it's
I?
Very true. Oh, wait, but he'll clean it up.
Shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you brought a crowd.
A lot of golf, mini golf.
Well, had we promoted it that way, mini golf, multiple champion.
There aren't a lot of fans.
It
would have been better than zero.
But I'm telling you, you might knock it, but if you came to a tournament and you watched like 18 guys in a row just get all hole in ones, it's pretty cool.
I'm not knocking it at all. I think it's incredible. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
But I thought had we known this, we could have promoted
it. I get it. Yeah.
Perhaps in our next new iteration of this show, if we know the guest a little bit, we can promote that guest.
Especially
if they're a famous person like Morton.
Yeah, I like being the guinea pig here. This is nice.
It's good times.
Yeah.
Sometimes guinea pigs die.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
That's what happened.
Are you making more toast?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want some more?
Okay.
You want the rest of this? This is all fucking good. You guys love it so goddamn much?
Jesus
Christ. Here, some fucking avocado toast. Oh, boy, look at you just holding it down.
Why would we eat your almost-eaten avocado toast?
Because you love it so goddamn much, you had to bring it in.
You took some big bites out of it.
I have a big mouth. Look at it.
Relatively.
He barely opened his mouth.
It
looks like a mouse's
Julia
asshole.
Julia Roberts has a bigger mouth than you. What? Asshole.
Mouse's asshole.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
You got my Julia Roberts and your mouse's asshole.
Then you got your mouse's asshole and my Julia Roberts.
Two great tastes.
This dynamic is weird because like you're both next to each other, so it feels like you're both attacking me.
Yeah.
From that,
you brought this
side.
On yourself. I enjoy it now. I kind of like it better.
Do you? Yeah. You got a ticking time bomb over there with you.
No, that's exciting.
Yeah. So, Mort, is it more in the south regions? Because your main is in the South Carolina, or is it all over?
There are tournaments everywhere, but we like to have most of them in the south because the winters there are not so bad.
Oh, sure, yeah.
What's your favorite type of mini golf hole to do? Like a lawnmower or a windmill?
Lawnmower.
Windmill.
Did you say a lawnmower?
That seems like a tough one. Lawnmowers.
Oh, you meant a windmill?
Yeah, lawnmowers are just like hard at work windmills.
True. The actually, the courses that have the windmills and the clown mouths and all that stuff, that's more of like a pro-am tournament, like where we bring in celebrities.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the real tournaments, we'll do them on just the regular mini golf courses without any of the extra.
So like more like ramps and angles and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, exactly.
Bumps,
yes.
Little humps and
yes.
stuff.
Yeah. Here's what I don't know. So if you start in the mini golf, like the little tee box thing, and you hit something and it comes all the way back, is that a redo or does that count as like a out of bounds?
A stroke.
That would count as a stroke.
And if you get out of bounds, is it like a stroke plus one or is it just like...
If you go out of bounds, it's a stroke and then you go back to the starting spot. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you have terms for different obstacles? Like the hump, is that a...
It's called the hump. Yes, and like just a hump.
A dip.
The dip would be well. Yeah, sometimes if you have a dip, you go. You got the old whoosh.
Ooh,
yeah. You want to watch out for the. You'll be talking to one of the other golfers after the match, and you'll say,
"I want to know the inside."
Yeah. Oh, how about that whoosh on hole four?
That's my dippy dippy dip.
And then you'll be like, "Whoa!" Then the eighth hole, it's got the hump and the whoosh.
Ooh. How many balls do you go through each tournament?
One.
But and then at the last hole it goes in the hole that doesn't come back, right?
And it goes, correct. You know, correct. So yes, but all of us have our name on the ball, so that way there's no tomfoolery or mixing around.
I believe years ago it was Tom Foolery.
He would steal the balls underneath.
No more tomfoolery. He stopped golfing altogether, and he just would take people's.
What happened?
Golf balls. I'm just concerned. We're good. I think you're good.
Yeah, because I actually put it on toast this time and not a temperature.
What did I have it on?
You had it on a temperature. I actually put it on toast.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. Entirely possible. In which case, this toaster was working excellent. Because it was set up against all odds to fail.
To fail. Or blow up. Or start on fire.
You should eat the that part.
Go. So, do people light candles in their toaster oven? Is that a real thing? Like, is that?
I don't know. It looks like someone.
Because you both like brought it up. Like, someone must have lit a candle.
Oh, candles! I didn't bring it up. No, but something happened with this toaster. Something on fire happened.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Someone probably put a bunch of cheese on a piece of bread.
Probably. Yeah.
But the inside doesn't seem that damaged. It's just the outside.
Just the outside, which is almost concerning.
We live near a college, and as I walk along the last month, then we've been out. There's a whole bunch of like stuff.
What if someone peed in it? Aren't you worried if someone peed in it?
It heats up. It gets...
Yeah, it's probably burnt off, but not until this moment was I concerned about it. But now...
What if they did other things?
They could have done many things, yes.
Yeah.
I ate it.
Someone could have fucked this toaster.
Have more.
You're being very disrespectful.
I'm giving you a...
No, you're being very disrespectful. You know I'm not going to eat it because you ate it.
You know, I brought you a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I...
He risked life and death getting a...
A lot of forethought.
Yeah, but you knew. It'd be like me going, hey, Mike, I'm going to get your gift. And what did I give you? A dead mouse. You go, well, I don't really want this. I'm like, well, I knew you weren't going to want it, and you're not liking it.
Why is dead mouse like avocado toast? That's like...
Because you know I don't like it.
No,
do you like dead mice?
You've told us you don't like toast.
I don't like avocados.
But just like the concept of toast.
Was this the first time you ever had avocado?
No, I've had avocado. They always put it in my things, and I go,
What do you mean in your things?
Nobody is sabotaging your things.
They put
all
your things.
Like why?
Who are they?
Like restaurants, they're putting it on sandwiches.
So, nurses are stuffing avocados in your pee hole.
No.
Okay.
But like the restaurants,
dentists are putting avocados up your ass.
No.
So you mean restaurants are putting avocado on sandwiches
or in my tacos or chips or whatever?
Yeah.
Guacamole. So you don't like guacamole?
No.
Did we talk about this already?
Yeet. Probably.
Yeet. Where's Conrad?
Right?
He would have given us a yeet.
Probably doing his eighth Dungeons & Dragons session.
No, he said he has family matters to deal with.
Yeah, like Carl Winslow?
Oh. I was trying to think of the name of the dad from the show Family Matters.
Carl.
Carl Winslow.
Winslow.
You dinged, you wanna...
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I have to check
the tone. Well, I put it in there, I guess.
Yeah. Next time, I'm just gonna bring up...
What'd you fucking do?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, is it? It looks gross to me.
Maybe I'll get a... I'll get an actual toaster next time. Not this toaster oven. A new one. How much does a toaster cost?
$20.
$20?
Yeah.
For a really good toaster?
Probably 40, 50.
Maybe for a really good one, a little more.
Because we looked at...
What's the difference between a really good toaster and a regular toaster?
How many things can you put in it?
Did you know that when toasters, when they do those surveys for people, certain surveys, they used to ask people how long they expected certain appliances to last?
Yeah.
And that's how long they designed them to last?
Yeah, yeah. What? I just had this conversation.
Oh, no.
Holy shit.
Well, I gave you a coaster.
That's going to ruin the toast. There were, for those listening at home... And now those here, obviously. John just spilled the beer everywhere. Don't get the beer soaked up with the toast. He's never eaten.
But anyway, so they said, how long do you expect your toasters to last? And everybody's answer was like 10 years. So they designed them to last about 10 years.
Yeah, like 9.5 years.
Yeah. And then if that way, if after 10 years your toaster goes out, everybody goes, yep.
My ex-wife, before we were married, dated a guy, and that was his job. To ask people those kind of questions, and design shit like that.
So he would actually design things.
He would do the survey. He would ask people.
Is that why they have like how long is this? How long do you think this pizza is going to cook? They go, I don't know, 15 minutes. And they go, all right. They made the pizzas to
maybe probably different. That's different. Yeah, I think there's a lower limit to how fast you can make a pizza cook.
Yeah, I think if they wanted a pizza to cook in 15 minutes, they'd only let the oven heat up to 315.
I'm glad our audience is kind of small. This show is a disaster.
Please physically. $400.
What the fuck does a toaster for $400?
$400.
It better make the toast taste good.
Are there any reviews?
Oh, you get it
on
sale for
$500.
It was
$500. Oh, shit. Alright, $500 toaster. How is that different than the $20 coaster.
Should we all just stand now? Is that what we're doing? We're all standing?
I'll get a couple more.
Good, we're fine.
There's a bagel setting and a frozen setting and a 5-year limited warranty.
5 years?
5 years.
Limited warranty.
So you buy a toaster for $400 and they tell you it'll last 5 years.
Limited. So you could sell like a brick and knob, like, that's not covered.
Wow.
Rich people have too much money.
I guess they do.
If this was a $400 toaster, it better make like French toast. Don't look at me. Why are you both looking at me?
No, so you could like dip it in egg and then.
Do you like French toast?
So the toast could accept the liquidy sort of things.
Yeah, it's like little pockets.
You could grill cheese in there.
You'd be like a quesadilla maker, but it like you put the bread. Yeah. And it's got
it better do something special. $400 to $500.
Yeah.
It better just something special.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a hand job at least.
Would it?
That's what the fourth slot's for.
It burns. That means it's working.
What if you deep fried a French toast?
Deep fried a French toast? I don't know. Do you know why it's called French toast?
Because it's French cut.
Yeah. So yeah, you can deep fry it, and then it's a churro, I think.
How about a French Open? Is that, do they have mini golf French Opens?
The French Open is a tennis match.
Oh, I have no idea where we're... Oh, we don't have the computer here, so I don't know how long we are into the podcast. But I feel like that could have been John Egan.
No, that's...
I don't know when we are on the show at all.
Well, we're at the part of the show for Conrad's Question Corner.
Conrad's Question.
All right. Conrad's not here, so Maggie has a question for us.
Yeah. So lately I've been thinking, you're getting older, you kind of become disillusioned with things that you used to like as kids. For me, it's summer. It sucks. I hate it. So you don't get time off and burn. So, but when you're older, you know, you start making up for things that you missed out when you were a kid. And I find it's kind of like passive-aggressive adulting. And I started buying myself all the toys now that I... Like, you can't have that, and layers and things like that. So, what
Sorry, I couldn't hear half that question because John was making the goddamn most noise. You had a paper towel you're just scraping across the floor. God damn it. So what are the things we buy now that
yeah,
we...
Yeah, how do you make a purge disappointment to your childhood now?
Not necessarily buying it, but what...
Well, just like a puppy to your childhood, like, I couldn't have you now, and now I can't.
Could be buying, could be...
Anyway.
Well, that's America, probably some sort of...
I'm a professional mini-golf player.
Were you not allowed? Were you not allowed as a child?
Well, no, as a child, my father wanted me to be a professional golf player, and he promised to teach me everything about professional golf. But he took me to the course, and the first day was putting, which he taught me how to do. And then after that, he caught a terrible case of dying.
Oh, man.
And so he never taught me anything else.
I hear that's fiddle.
Yeah. He never taught me anything else. That's all I learned how to do was to
not play. To belittle your tragedy, but in my mind, when you started talking, I went, I hope he gets hit by a bus.
Jesus Christ!
I thought he died. How did he die?
He did not die by bus.
You don't catch a bus.
No, he didn't catch
a bus. Yeah, you do catch a bus.
That's a good thing. That's fine.
Not under it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why are you making more? Where did you get all the avocado from?
I'm not. I'm good. Thank you.
John is economical. One piece
was very good. It was very good.
This is excessive.
Yes.
So now what? So now as an adult, other than mini golf, what do you do that is childhood distance?
I got a couple of things. I have two things.
Okay.
I haven't done this in a while, but I did it for a chunk of time. I could do it again. I just haven't. Getting lemonade, buying lemonade, and having lemonade in my fridge anytime I want, all year, like in the middle of the winter, lemonade in my fridge, and then I go and I drink it in the middle of the night. You know why? Because I fucking can.
So much sugar.
Oh, I know. It tastes so good, and there's no one there to say, hey, so much sugar, or hey, don't put that, and then putting away the bottle of lemonade with just the barest little bit in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can fuck that man.
I feel like something very similar to that is I eat a lot of Lucky Charms cereal. Mm. And I will eat Lucky Charms cereal late at night out of the box.
Yeah.
By the fistful.
Yeah.
Because I can. And it's fantastic. Yeah. That was something that as a child, if you ever tried to do that before he died, my dad would say, stop eating the cereal out of the box. We got lessons in the morning.
Fun thing I just did this last week.
Sure.
I wanted cookies. I didn't have cookies. Late at night, I wanted something sweet. But I didn't have ice cream. And I had Fruity Pebbles that my daughter had bought. I didn't want Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles on vanilla ice cream.
Good.
One time, sprinkle
on there.
One time, when I was in college, the milk machines in the cafeteria were empty. So I was like, yeah, it's soft serve. So I just took some, like, Rice Krispies and then put, like, soft serve underneath it and mixed it up until it, like, started melty. This is a pretty fun treat.
Rice Krispies?
Rice Krispies, yeah.
See, Fruity Pebbles are fruitier.
Well, you should have told me that when I was in college. All right. And my college should have had it, too.
Ready? Time machine.
Go.
If you had a time machine, don't waste it on that!
You only get one trip.
I don't know. I can't think of anything because I already am still... I've never...
Oh, sorry. I had two things.
Oh, okay.
The other thing is going to movies in the middle of the day. Going to a movie in the middle of the day...
It's the best.
Oh, it's luxurious.
Oh, my God.
Hardly anyone there. You leave and it's still daylight. Oh, my day is still going. Oh, so good.
It is the best.
And a really hot day. Oh, it's even better. Really hot day, you go in there. Oh, it's like,
I have a job.
Take a day off.
Yeah.
To go to a movie?
Yeah.
Why did you get the day off to go to a movie?
Because it's fun.
Because of what we just said. It is amazing. It feels great.
Do you take vacation ever?
Sometimes.
Why? What is something that you would deem worthy of taking a vacation
for? I'm taking tomorrow off.
Okay.
I'm going to Chicago.
Okay. Are you going to see a movie?
No. I'm going to watch a live podcast. Because they're very popular in this area.
Which one?
It's called Ignorance is Bliss. It's a You're fucking, do you even care about half the things I say? Make some more, hey John, here's some more coasters. Here you go. There you go.
This was the best and worst day I've ever had.
There you go, John.
Because I feel like I made John so happy, and I've made
Scott so
unhappy.
This is, that's when you know he's angry, when he does that type of thing, like physical violence, but like in low doses.
Well, I was going to say, I don't, are you done? Are you done? What do you, John, what do you do as a child? Do you have fun days when you just go, like, oh, let's go fucking, let's eat some ice creams.
Let's go fucking, let's eat some ice creams.
I also fucked the ice cream. And
really, I feel like this is,
you're not allowed to do that as a child.
I was not, no, not at all.
That is forbidden.
The podcast was, I just released, you were talking about fucking ice cream. I'm not kidding.
Wait, really?
I feel like that's something I'd rarely talk about.
No,
I've ever done. Actually, like, I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, did you listen last week?
For my kid, I'm buying like all the figures I never had full collections of. Mm-hmm. I'm realizing when I was a kid, my parents would buy me like a figure of a set or a couple. Like I love Ninja Turtles. I never had any like of the original, or maybe I didn't. I sold them, or I gave them away, or I did something, because I like a Casey Jones and like a Splinter. The Power Rangers, I had like one. I had like one of Silverhawks, which was a very obscure one, where I still have I've curdled Bluegrass.
He'd squeeze his legs and his arms would open and he'd have wings.
Yeah. Oh no, he's the guy with the guitar and the top hat.
Oh, the Silverhawks.
And the guitar hawk.
Yeah.
But you're right, the guy did have the wings. But now I'm getting like the Power Ranger flip ones for my kid. He wants all of them, and I'm finding Ninja Turtles at old
Voltron?
Resell shops.
Any little Voltron there? I enjoy the Voltron myself.
No Voltron, I'm sorry. But now he said he wants all the Silverhawks, which I keep trying to explain to him that's impossible, because it's $500 for the collection. Like, that's how rare it is.
Well, it's not impossible, then. Dad's just a tight ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Because you don't love your kid.
That's impossible, kid. $500 is impossible? I thought you said reach for the stars.
Yeah. Do you want to make your kid happy or make toast? $500.
You want to make your kid happy?
Huh?
$500 make your kid happy. I guarantee, though, $500 will not make your kid $500 happy in your mind.
No,
you'll spend $500 on the toys. You'll give them to him. He'll look at them and go, "Ah, these aren't as cool as I thought they'd be."
Yeah, I got Teen Titans on the TV.
Yeah, he'll move on to something else.
Unrelated, but related to kids. When my kid was a little baby, she had a giraffe like costume for her.
Yeah.
When she was like 9 or 10, she's like, "I want the grown up versions. I want one of those. It'd be really cool." And so I bought it. She put it on, and I have a picture of her, and in her face you can see her instantly regretting making me do this. She's like, "Yep, I guess full body giraffe costume
as a 10-year-old,
and I'm never gonna wear it." And she wore that for that photo, and that was it. It was like a
It was
like 40 or 50 bucks.
Oh, God.
It's like full body, and then 40 bucks.
Like a Snuggie?
It was like a Snuggie, but it was a giraffe. And so I have it's a cute picture of her as a little kid, little baby kid with a full, and then her as like a 9-year-old, 10-year-old. They don't know what they want, is what I'm saying.
No,
they don't. When they ask, don't just give in.
It's all just random. Yeah, or like the phases, you have to realize not to jump into them all the way, because they'll just move on to the next one before you even think.
Before you can catch up,
Yeah.
Right, Scott?
I wasn't listening.
If you had toast, you would.
Oh, you did it.
What? We're not eating your leftover toast.
Then you don't love it that much.
I had three pieces.
Look how much avocado's on that. What is this man doing?
I was just wondering if one of these coasters had a price tag on it.
It did. Did you buy half price? Like,
was this from a rummage sale?
Kind of. I went to a rummage sale. What are you fucking getting all upset about now? Look at your face. You're like, no, rummage sale coasters. Guess what, asshole? I got these for free, pretty much.
I'm enjoying this podcast more than others.
Yeah.
I think I like the idea of, I'm just happy to talk with you guys.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have an audience.
No, we don't.
Yeah, fine.
Would the laughs be good?
Sure.
But it's always like,
could it be nice?
But now we're used to like the two or three people just laughing hysterically. Sure. And it feels good.
Yeah.
Who's...
Well, normally Morton's in the audience. This is where it's a little weird.
I've never been here before.
Oh.
How did you get booked for this gig?
I brought him in.
How did
you... I wanted to make a friend.
Wait,
how'd you book him?
How did you book him?
Craigslist.
Emailed him.
Emailed Craigslist.
Because I saw a BuzzFeed article about the top fun, most fun professions.
You say BuzzFeed, he said Craigslist, so...
Well, he found me on Craigslist via the BuzzFeed article that he wrote.
Sure, you can hire them. Go to Craigslist.
My contacts weren't on BuzzFeed.
Are you getting paid for this?
No. Am I?
No.
No.
Why did you take this gig?
Well, I thought, I'm trying to get the word out.
About mini golf.
Yeah.
All right, well, do some promo then.
Well, okay.
When are you playing next?
Oh, well, next up is this.
Keep in mind, this podcast may not air online until like 6 months.
Okay. So next week, which would be July of 2019. And the reason why I'm in Wisconsin is we're having the Pirates co-off in the Dells.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. In the Dells.
Yeah, in the Wisconsin Dells. Yeah. Sure. Which, did you know Wisconsin Dells is one of course, it's the water park capital.
Okay.
Sure.
But
sure.
They also have more mini golf courses.
Per capita?
Per capita, yes. Is that right?
It doesn't not work, but it's fine.
I was going to say... More mini golf courses per population.
Right. Sure.
I think that's what it might be the same thing.
Is that indoor and outdoor, or just outdoor?
They have more outdoor ones, but I'm pretty sure they have some indoor ones as well.
Outdoor mini golf is way more fun than indoor.
It absolutely is.
For sure.
But outdoor versus indoor water park, no difference.
True.
Actually, I think
although you don't get sunburned,
I think indoor is more fun.
Indoor is more fun. Yeah, because you have outdoor water parking, you need to have basically a perfect day.
Yeah.
You know, upper 80s and sunny, little breeze.
But if it's cloudy, you don't have to put sunscreen on.
Yeah, but then it's not.
You should. That's wrong.
UV rays will get you.
John's wife says
the Maggie girl.
Yeah.
She talked earlier about how the sun burns her.
Yeah.
And I bet you've been burnt in the clouds.
Yeah.
Not in the, you know.
There was actually a time I went to California, San Diego, the professor named Ken Galt, very funny guy.
We
played beach volleyball. It was a very cloudy day. Well, it was a cloudy day in California. It was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did that show. We performed later that night on stage. And we were all just...
They still talk about that. I've heard that.
Bright red with pain of sun.
Yes.
Because we were like, we don't need sunscreen.
Oh,
it's cloudy.
Oh.
No, it turns out that's what it's...
It San Diego sure sun enough. Finds
yeah.
a way.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like if he died.
I mean,
get hit by a bus like your father.
Yeah.
He got hit by sun cancer.
It's terrible. I hope...
Bus driving...
I hope he will be missed.
As a kid, the thing that I take up, I swear to God. Why? You're laughing?
Because
I've never been part of anything like this. This is... I hope everyone who does this in the future has as much fun as I'm having. I got fed, at least. Who's the host of this show?
I am.
Oh, is he?
I thought you might.
We've asked a lot more better questions.
Bull.
we're going to say bullshit and stopped.
No. Bull.
My answer to Maggie's question
yes.
is as a kid, I'm still a kid. I still buy everything. I don't do anything.
So you don't. Nothing's transitioned, and you're not suddenly aware that you're doing stuff.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with popsicles?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Exactly. I've actually cut back on things. I stopped buying as many juice boxes as I used to, or fruit snacks.
Wait, you had juice boxes in your house?
Yeah.
As an adult?
Yes. They're juice, John. Jesus Christ, we're not going to go through this again, are we?
Wait, we've done this thing already?
Yes. With Capri Suns.
Are those like juice boxes?
They're kind of. They're juice boxes for young adults.
Juice bags.
No, they're juice
bags.
No, they're juice for children.
No.
Capri Suns are for children.
You're for children.
Oh, how dare you?
Yeah, how does that feel? What's Mike drinking a juice box for?
Vodka.
Why, you just have street vodka?
Yeah.
An adult juice box.
If you... Oh, boy.
This is a good start to season four.
I have.
I'm not. This goes really this well. Is, I'm really
I've had a blast.
You guys have been on for longer than Stranger Things.
I think a little marketing, we'll be fine.
Oh, a little more toast.
Toast.
We should have a different kind
once
of toast
word gets every out, episode. Once yeah. word gets out that we're doing toast
and you can
show.
Get free toast at the show.
Here's what we'll do.
Scott Lizard Podcast, now with toast.
No, here's the thing though. Now if I made, if oh. I made a poster.
Make a poster. You make a poster. I'm going to make some stickers that say now with toast.
Now with toast.
You'll put that on there.
We're going to switch off on what kind of toast and what type of bread we bring.
I will invest in a six-slot toaster. We'll get a variety of breads
and toppings.
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 If I make a poster that says...
That's going to read real well on the podcast of the future.
God damn it.
I hope someone animates this someday.
Someday. We can dream. Dream big. You were leading up to a thing.
I was leading to see how much time you're going to waste.
Before we went off on the toast.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is going to become a thing.
Now it's
going to be a cinnamon. A little cinnamon and sugar.
Oh. With avocado?
No, why?
You have to make it melt.
Yeah.
Nutella's really good on toast.
Oh.
I've never tried it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Wow.
Bananas? It's a bit overrated, but it's okay.
Nutella's
hard to go wrong with Nutella.
Yeah. Yeah. A little cinnamon raisin with like a garlic butter. Ooh.
Oh, bonus. My daughter has a job at Great Harvest Bread Company.
What?
We can get free fancy bread. Oh my God. She brought home a pizza bread. I made a grilled cheese sandwich out of it.
Oh, yeah. Mozzarella cheese? Or regular cheese?
Cheddar. No, it's not sure.
That's still working, I guess.
It has mozzarella cheese in it. Either way, I was fully erect while eating it.
As you should be.
What kind of show is this turning into?
A fully erect one. It's a
fully erect food show.
Good night, everybody!
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.